Hello, this is Miguel Ruiz Jr. Today we're going to talk about the levels of attachment and how are the levels of attachment a tool. Once we have gained awareness of how the levels of attachment is reflected in our own personal life, they become a quick reference to where our attention is focused at this very moment. Having a reference point allows us to take something abstract and place it in a position where we can see it. Once we recognize it, we can take action in the way of choice. Either we like where we are at that very moment, but if it causes discomfort, we can choose to downgrade or upgrade depending on our will. The levels of attachment, level one would be authentic self. The authentic self is that one little point where everything perceives 360 degrees around us. We are pure perception and we are pure intent that we can go through 360 degrees. We receive information and we use the information but become not unattached to it. Concepts, ideas. It is the ability that allows us to move through life without anything holding us back. Level two is the ability to detach. Once we have awareness, we start investing in ourselves, in this information. You can say we can receive information and we begin to invest a little bit about ourselves in that information in regards to our identity. But as soon as the moment passes, we are able to let go of that information. Level three is preference. We are still able to perceive 360 degrees around us, but we prefer a certain type of information, so we can say it is the beginning of the filtering system, where it's level two and one, we perceive information and we perceive it 360 degrees. On level three, we still receive information, but we prefer to have it through a certain type of channel. But we have the awareness enough to know that it is just information and we're able to let it go as the moment passes, when it is no longer true. At this point, we cross a line. This is, you can say, the internal awareness, because at level four is internalization or internalize. At level four, we internalize the things that information, in the form of that information, says something about who we are. But the critical point is that after the moment has passed, we continue to believe in that information as us, as our identity, and we take on that identity as part of our construction of our belief system. At this point, you can say that we're between awareness and beginning to start having an automatic reaction to things. A filter that completely doesn't allow us to be in this present moment. The next level, which is level five, definition of identity, crosses a different threshold. Whereas the previous threshold between level three and four is awareness internally, this is the awareness of the dream of the planet. You can say this is the line where we begin to engage the dream of the planet, in the sense that the information that we receive defines us as the individual we are. Thus, information we accept and we identify ourselves with forms part of our persona, whereas other information that we reject also creates that persona, because now we filter it, now we channel it through, this information is right, this is wrong. Simply not because it's actually right or wrong, but because it constitutes who we are as an individual, as a person. It defines us. But at level five, we are able to argue with people, whereas with number four, yes, we internalize that information, but we do not reject other people's opinions. In fact, we will talk about it. We have an open dialogue. In fact, we can even share with them a beer if we wanted to. But at level five, this is where we need to defend this information, whether it be true or not, or in the past, or whatever. It is something that needs to be defended. This is where you can see where the dream of the planet really begins, because in the information, this is where we as an individual change into knowledge. Knowledge has control. You can say the beginning is like my grandma once asked me, is knowledge controlling you or are you controlling knowledge? Level 5 knowledge is in complete control at this point. We've lost the awareness of who we truly are, whereas information and knowledge we have takes control. Level 6, fanaticism. Fanaticism is basically that level where the information completely consumes our personality. We are willing to fight physically to do whatever it is for knowledge. This is, you can say, the point where if one believes to be themselves that in order to be beautiful you have to be anorexic or skinny, then knowledge will always control how you view yourself in the mirror. You look yourself in the mirror and you will see nothing but someone that's fat, even though you're 10 pounds underweight. Because the knowledge of what is supposed to be beauty is more strong, is stronger than what the truth is. It blinds us. Level 7, the loss of humanity. It's that point where if we use the example of an anorexic person, that they will be willing to starve themselves to the point of death. You can say the loss of humanity is the moment we lose respect for our own humanity and that of others. This is the point where we're willing to kill and die for our belief system. It is the point where intolerance strives. Level 5, level 6, and level 7 reflect the dream of the planet. At least that dream of the planet that requires defending, in the sense that the knowledge that we believe in is false. Thus, we need to defend it because it still constitutes who we are. And this all is based in love. Love for ourselves. But at this point, it's all a distortion. Distorted completely by what we're supposed to be. Instead of seeing the truth, we make our knowledge, our point of view, makes the truth fit what it wants to be seen. And how do we become attached? We become attached by believing it, by putting our faith and knowledge outside of us. How do we disengage? By creating the awareness that we're doing it. Simply by having the awareness that we're doing it, we regain a very important thing in our own life: choice. Because choice allows us to live life and make choices as we go along, rather than knowledge controlling us. This is where my grandma says, if it's knowledge controlling you or you controlling knowledge. You can say in level 5, 6, and 7, this is where knowledge guides our hand, guides our actions. Whereas in level 1, 2, 3, and even 4, we control our actions by the information we receive, rather than we control our actions because of the information we distort. What's the point of this? To enjoy life. It is simply to enjoy being alive, being who we are at this very moment. The levels of attachment are not a tool to judge or to say we're supposed to be here, we're supposed to be level 1, and we're supposed to be level... No, it's just a quick reference tool for us to be able to see where we're at this very moment. By having that awareness, we can totally regain our freedom. And the freedom is to have the ability to create choice, either based on the information we receive. At this point, knowledge becomes our ally rather than our dictator. And we're free to enjoy our brothers and sisters. But more importantly, we're free to enjoy life. We're free to be who we are.